耶稣将大使命颁布给我们，要我们使人做主的门徒。今日我们不必踌躇，这里有主的中仆，教导你我规划服事、牧养、训练、拆船与职堂的蓝图。让我们透过这两刻钟，经历从天上来的赐福。欢迎收听晨曦讲座。
欢迎来到晨曦讲座，我是您的同工方华。今天我们要进行的是曾金发牧师的传承跨代的危机与转机。目前我们进入了传承神圣的追寻这个主题。曾牧师引用了耶利米书六章十六节的经文，这节经文是这么说的：耶和华如此说，你们当站在路上查看，访问古道，那是善道，便行在其间，这样你们心里必得安息。他们却说，我们不行在其间。通过这段经文，曾牧师勉励同工在忙碌中学会安静，提醒我们，我们为主工作而不与主亲近是非常危险的。一旦我们参与了忙碌的事工，撒旦就会告诉你不要停止，这是他的伎俩，我们要小心防备。第二，他提醒我们在追求知识中学会智慧。曾牧师也分享了他个人读经的方法，用不同的颜色来标示经文的重点。红色是罪的警告，蓝色是历史背景的讯息，黄色是圣经的原则，橘色呢是对人有意义的事情，绿色是一个看见，需要继续的深入寻找答案。今天曾牧师回答启示录第五章中约翰为什么哭泣，提出他个人的读经见解，同时也会谈到第三个原则，在追求真理中学会真实。以下我们一块儿来听。
世代更替的速度越来越快，面对教会、家庭、组织，上一代与下一代的传承浪潮一波波涌来，什么该留，什么该舍？邀请您一起来寻找定准之锚，勇度跨代挑战。欢迎收听传承跨代的危机与转机。
So when you come to chapter 5, when John wept,
所以到第五章我们看见约翰哭泣，
because the scroll could not be open,
因为那个卷不能被打开。
It was in the redemption of the king,
在这个王的救赎这个部分里面。
No one was worthy to open the scroll,
没有人配打开那个印。
It's not just a scroll of revelation,
这不是一个启示的卷轴而已。
There is an ancient scroll, the way the scroll was being described.
然后这里面所描述的是一个古卷。
It is written on the outside and on the inside and is sealed.
它写在皮卷的外面跟里面是封起来。
There is an ancient document that is like that. It's written on the outside and the inside and is sealed.
古代的文献里面是有这种情形的，外面里面都写了密密麻麻，然后封起来。
And that document is the document of the title to a property or an inheritance.
这种文献通常是一个财产，一块地的地契等等这种文件。
So if I'm poor, I sell the land, I go to the elders, they wrote to me the price, and then the price of the land, redemption price, is written outside and is sealed.
所以那个时候地的交易就是说，我去那边签好契约，上面写了地的价值，就是地的赎价等等，就放起来。
The only one that can redeem it is the Kingsman Redeemer.
然后唯一一个能够把它赎回来就是王指派的人。
He will read the purchase price written on the outside.
他会把外面所记载的价格读出来。
And if he's willing and able to purchase back to redeem, he breaks the seal as a sign of redeeming it.
所以如果有你愿意付这个价格把它赎回来，他就把那个印打开。
Revelation chapter 5 says no one was worthy to break the seal.
所以第五章里面说没有一个人配打开那个印。
Except the Lion of Judah.
除非只有犹大的狮子能够。
So John wept because there is no one to redeem that which was lost.
约翰之所以哭泣，是因为没有人能够赎，所以就失去了。
The lost inheritance of humanity.
人性中间失去的美好遗传。
Says I begin to weep.
所以他开始哭。
Because no one was worthy to break the seal and redeem that was lost.
所以没有人配打开那个印，赎回失落的人性。
An elder came to him and said, "Do not weep. Behold, the Lion of Judah."
然后有一个长老跟他安慰他说：“不要哭，看啊，有这个犹大的狮子。”
He said, "I lifted my eyes and I saw the Lamb that was slain."
然后他说他抬头一看，看到那个被杀的羔羊。
The elder said, "Look, the Lion." He looked and he saw the Lamb.
然后那个长老说：“你看那个犹大的狮子。”他举头一看，结果看到是羔羊。
I don't know about you, but when I come to Revelation 5, it's holy ground.
我不晓得你怎么样感觉，可是我读到这里，我就发觉我站在圣地上面。
Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
看啊，神的羔羊除去世人罪孽的。
The seal was broken by the one who is worthy.
然后那位配得的把那个印打开。
And three songs came up in the heaven.
然后天上充满了赞美的音乐。
Worthy, worthy is the Lamb who was slain.
然后被杀的羔羊是配得的。
That man from every tribe, every tongue, every nation is redeemed.
万国万民都被赎回来。
And the whole of heaven shook with worship. Hallelujah, worthy is the Lamb.
整个天庭里面都被敬拜的音乐震动。
When you come to Revelation 5, you stand on holy ground.
所以当我们来到启示录第五章，我们是站在神圣的地方。
That's why it's marked in green.
这是为什么我在这里是用绿色画起来。
When I read John wept, I put it in green. I wanted to know why did he weep.
我用绿色画起来，是因为我想要知道为什么约翰会哭。
And this was the answer that satisfied my mind and my heart.
这个答案使得我心灵得着满足。
And it lifted me up to worship the one who is worthy.
把我提升到去敬拜那位配得我们敬拜的主。
So please don't think the Bible is boring.
所以希望各位不会觉得圣经好像索然无味。
Please teach the word of God so that it's not just knowledge we are transferring, but worship.
所以各位，当我们教导圣经的时候，希望不是只是知识的传递，而是使得人能够敬拜主。
For in all our quests of knowledge, we learn to be wise and worshipful.
因为在我们追求知识的过程中间，我们需要学会有智慧。
The first principle in the midst of busyness, learn to be still.
第一个原则是在忙碌中学习安静停下来。
The second, in the quest for knowledge, learn to be wise.
第二个是在追求知识中，我们学习有智慧。
The third, in the pursuit of truth, learn to be real.
第三是在我们追求真理中，我们学习真实。
He says, "Ask for the ancient path and walk in it. You will find rest for your souls."
因为在经文里面说，访问古道，哪条是善道，你就行在其间。
When I was a military officer, one of my duties is to make sure that the soldiers who are on guard duty stay awake.
我当兵的时候，当军官的时候，我其中一个责任是使得那些站岗的士兵他们是醒着的。
So I set my alarm clock to 2:15 in the morning.
所以我的闹钟调到清晨两点半。
And I went out to inspect the guards who were supposed to be on duty.
所以我那个时候出去去巡看他们在站岗的时候是否忠心。
But I found this particular guard, he was sitting on a chair and he fell asleep.
我看到其中一个是坐在椅子上面打瞌睡。
His AR-15 rifle, the sling was almost falling off his shoulders when he was sleeping.
他的那个配枪就几乎在因为在睡着几乎掉下来。
But what interests me was that he was a book on his lap that he was reading.
可有趣的是，他的大腿上面放着一本书，他正在读着。
I love books, so I was thinking, what book was he reading?
我喜欢看书，所以我好奇他到底看什么书。
So I quietly went around to read the title of the book he was reading while on guard duty.
所以我慢慢偷偷过去看他到底看那本书的名字叫什么。
I couldn't believe the title.
我没有办法相信那个书名让我非常讶异。
The title was How to Relax.
那个书名是如何放松。
It's the wrong book to read on guard duty.
是站卫兵的时候看这种书看错书。
There is a time for relaxation and rest.
放松有时。
There are times where we are not to be resting.
然后警觉有时。
But whether rest or not rest, the important thing is to know how to walk so that we serve, we lead, we minister out of a rested spirit.
无论你是警觉或放松，最重要的是我们有一条路需要走在其中，行在其中。
Because there are two kinds of leaders in the world, the rested leaders and the restless leaders.
然后我世界上面有两类领袖，一种是安息的领袖，另外一种是没有办法得安息的领袖。
And the rested leader is not just do nothing.
然后那个安息的领袖并不表示说他不做事。
It is not resting from work, it's working from rest. It's not resting from work.
不是从工作中停下来休息。
It's working from your rest.
而是从你的安息中工作。
You have a rested heart, a calm and quiet heart.
所以你的心是平静安稳的。
In other words, you are not flustered within, you are not worried within.
换句话说，你心里面不焦虑。
And the only way to be rested is to walk in the truth of God's word.
只有一个办法能够心里面平静安稳，就是在神的话语中。
You learn to take decisive, directed action.
学习靠着主的恩典做这个必须要的决定跟行动。
You see, as a Christian and as a Christian leader, you don't have to do everything.
作为一个领袖，你不需要做所有事。
I don't try to do everything. I can't.
我不尝试做所有事，我也做不到。
If I try to do everything, I'll be miserable.
如果我想要做所有事，我一定非常的糟糕。
Christianity will be too heavy for me.
然后就会使得我生活非常的乱。
I must fast. I must pray. I must memorize scripture.
我必须要进食，我必须要祷告，我必须要背经。
I must share the gospel.
我必须要传福音。
I must do all these important things.
我必须要对一些重要议题都能够认识。
And in the midst of doing all these things, love my neighbor, love my parents, love my dog, love my hamster.
然后在这所有东西，我还要做爱我的邻舍，爱我的父母，爱我的狗，爱我的天竺鼠。
Then I still must rest.
可是我还要。我需要 我也需要休息。
I don't know how to do it all. I become a nervous wreck.
所以就我不晓得怎么做这些所有事情，所以就越来越紧张。
That's not the spiritual path.
这个不是一条属灵的道路。
That's the path of the Pharisee.
这是法利赛人的道路。
Take a deep breath and relax.
深呼吸，放松。
I only need to do what my father tells me to do.
我只做父要我做的事。
He teach me to pray, I follow him, I learn.
他教我祷告，我跟随他，我学。
He teach me to love, I follow him, I learn.
他教导我去爱人，我学习，
模仿他。I tell him I'm slow to learn and I'm weak. Father, you help me and I slowly learn.
然后我跟父神说，我实在是一个学习很慢的人，帮助我，我就慢慢学。
So step by step, I just learn to do what the Father is teaching me and leading me.
所以我一步一步跟随父神学习做父要我做的事。
Yes, there are thousand and one things I need to do.
可能有一千零一样事情我要做。
But the Lord day by day just deposit a little bit and teach me what I need to learn and do.
可是神就教导我每一天做一点点做一点点好让我能够学会做重要的事。
I don't have to be perfect.
我不需要完美。
I don't try to be enough and adequate.
我不需要变成好像很有能力。
I just need to know worthy is the Lamb who died for me.
我需要知道的是那位为我死的羔羊是配得的。
I am adequate in Him and redeemed in Him.
我在他里面是被赎，而且是足够的安全。
And more than what I can understand, my Father loves me.
更重要的是，我要知道我的天父爱我。
My Father loves you.
我的天父爱你。
I just walk in that love.
我就行在他的爱中。
And say, Lord, step by step, you teach me, I will follow, I will obey.
主一步一步教我，我愿意跟随，我愿意顺服。
Even if it's difficult, you help me, I will learn.
即使困难，你帮助我，我仍然能够学习。
I'm willing to come out of my comfort zone in order to learn.
我愿意离开我的舒适圈来学习。
Over 20 years ago, the Lord taught me how to come out of my comfort zone.
20多年前神教我如何脱离自己的舒适圈。
so that I can learn.
因此我能够学习。
A number of us Singaporean pastors were preaching in East Malaysia.
有一次有一群新加坡的牧者，我在其中，也在东马那边讲道。
The churches there rented one of a large auditorium in that city and gathered different churches to come.
在一个城市中间，他们订了一个非常大的会议场地，很多的牧者都来。
And different ones of us Singaporean pastors, we were taking turns to preach.
所以新加坡来的牧者一个个轮流上台讲道。
That night I wasn't preaching, I was sitting in front.
那天晚上，有一天晚上我不需要讲到，我坐在上面。
And sitting in front, I was praying for my friend preaching and praying for the Christians of the different churches that were gathered.
所以我坐在那边的时候，为台上也为台下的人祷告。
And as I was praying, the Lord spoke to me, son, go behind.
然后我在祷告的时候，神告诉我说，你去后面。
So I quietly went behind and stood and, wow, this is good. I could see my friend preaching. I could see the churches gathered. I continued to pray for them.
所以我到后面的时候看到整个会场，所以我在那边就为所有人在祷告。
Suddenly, I was praying. The Lord said to me, son, dance.
突然间神在我祷告中间跟我说，孩子，跳舞。
Edmund Chan don't do dance.
曾金发不跳舞的。
I am an evangelical son of a non-dancing evangelical.
我是福音派不跳舞的牧者。
But I did tell the Lord, every time you speak to me, you must confirm by your word.
所以我跟神说，每一次你跟我说话，你必须要用你的话语来印证。
Otherwise, I don't know whether it's from the Lord or my own thinking.
因为如果你不印证，我怎么知道是我的还是从你来的？
The word reminded me, David danced before the Lord.
然后结果神的话也提醒我说，大卫在他子民面前跳舞。
It was a dance of victory and joy and celebration.
是一个欢庆得胜的跳舞。
But I told the Lord in my heart, I dare not disobey, but I just say, but that's David. David is Jews. The Jews dance all the time.
我不想违背上帝，可是我跟上帝说，哎，大卫是犹太人，犹太人一天到晚都跳舞，哎。
My African friends dance all the time.
我的非洲的弟兄姊妹一天都在跳舞的。
I am a Chinese pastor from a conservative evangelical church. I don't do dance.
我是一个华人牧者，从保守的宗派出来，我不跳舞。
But I dare not disobey God.
可是我又不敢不顺服神。
I have one problem.
我有一个问题。
I don't know how to dance.
不晓得怎么跳。
So all I did was I twirl around and imagine how David would dance before the Lord. So I turn around and dance the worst dance in the history of the Christian church.
所以我就只好用想象力想当年大卫怎么跳了一个可能整个教会历史中间最糟糕的舞。
I just imagined how David would dance, and while I was doing so, the Lord spoke to me.
所以当我这样做的时候，神向我说话。
It was a word of knowledge.
是知识的言语。
There's a woman, she's dressed in yellow, her husband has just left her.
然后她说，有一个穿黄色的女人，她丈夫刚刚离她而去。
Go to her and say, I am the Lord who loves you.
跑去跟她说，我是你的神，我爱你。
I will take care of you.
我会照顾你。
I opened my eyes at the shock of my life, for that some reason that night, so many women were dressed in yellow.
然后我张开眼睛，结果我非常惊讶，因为会场里面一大片妇女都穿黄色。
It's like which one? Can you imagine going to the wrong one?
我就问神说，是哪一位啊？你能够想象去找到那个人是不对的吗
？Your husband has just left you. No, I'm not married.
你的先生刚刚离弃你，说我还没结婚。
It must be your future husband.
这个可能是你将来的先生。
I can't say that.
我没办法这样说哎。
Or imagine I go to the wrong one. Your husband has just left you. No, my husband is here. Are you thinking of leaving me?
然后你能够想象说，我跑去那个你先生要离开你，哎，我先生站在旁边，要看他先生说，你是不是准备要离开我
？I can't cause domestic violence.
我不能这样子引发家暴哎。
So I asked the Lord which one.
所以我问主说谁呀
？By that time the service was over.
那个时候。聚会结束了。
I was walking from the back to the front.
我从后面走到前面。
Looking left and right and say, Lord, you show me which one.
左看右看，主啊，到底是哪一位
？And the Lord said, I am not a God of accident or chance.
这神说我不是一个靠着几率来引导的神。
As a sign to you that I've spoken to you, your wife is already speaking to her.
所以对你来讲，一个记号就是说，你太太已经在跟他讲话。
I walked to the front. I saw Anne speaking to a woman dressed in yellow.
所以我走到前面看见我的太太果然跟一个穿黄色衣服的女人在讲话。
And faith stirred in my heart.
然后我心里面的信心就起来。
So I say, Anne, hang on a while, I have something to say to this lady.
所以我跟太太说，你等一下，我有话要跟她讲。
Your husband has just left you and your heart is broken.
你的先生刚离开你，你的心碎了。
But this is what God wants to say to you.
可是这是神要跟你说的话。
I am the Lord, I love you, I will take care of you.
我是主，我爱你，我会照顾你。
She started to cry.
她就开始掉眼泪。
It must be God.
一定是从神来的。
He takes a stranger who knows nothing about my deepest pain and
他用一个对我一无所知的陌生人跟我讲这样的话。
So Anne and I laid hands that night to pray for her.
所以我跟我太太就为她祷告。
I wish I have a video recorder to show the countenance, her face. It went from sadness to joy.
我希望真的希望当时能够有录影机录起来，看见他脸从愁容变成有喜乐。
That night in the hotel room, Anne kept asking me, "How do you know? How do you know?"
那天晚上在旅馆的房间，我太太一直在追问我：“你怎么知道？你怎么知道
？”I said, "I dance."
我说：“因为我跳舞。
”You know, it's not the dancing.
你知道不是因为跳舞。
It is a willingness to follow God.
是愿意跟随主的态度。
To come out of our comfort zone.
从我们自己个人的舒适圈踏出来。
To walk humbly before him.
然后在他面前谦卑地与他同行。
It is not about us, it's all about him.
不是关乎我，乃是关乎上帝。
In the pursuit of truth, learn to be real.
在追寻真理中学习真实。
Real about our own weaknesses.
对我们自己的软弱真实
Real about our lack of wisdom and strength
知道我们缺乏能力缺乏智慧
Real about our need for God
知道我们需要主
Real to lay hold of God to ask Lord you please help me
知道如何跟神说主啊我需要你你来帮助我
So that I can walk in the ancient paths
因此我们才能够走在古道上
And learn of a Christianity that is supernatural.
就学习到我们基督教的信仰其实是超自然的。
A God who is supernatural.
我们的主是超自然的。
Because the Lamb of Judah, the Lion of Judah, the Lamb of God,
因为犹大的狮子就是神的羔羊
is slain for us and victorious.
为我们被杀并且得胜。
Connect with God in this ancient quest.
在这个古道的追寻中与主相连
develop a hunger to know God
让心中对神有渴慕
a determination to walk with God
决定要跟主同行
because that's the sacred quest we must pass on
这个就是我们需要传承下去的这条古道
let's pray together
我们一起祷告
stand by the way and see and ask for the ancient paths
站在古道上查看访问古道
Where the good way is and walk in it
哪里是善道我们就行在其间
And you will find rest for your souls
这样你们的心就必得安息
Father in our business teach us to anchor with you
主在我们繁忙的生活中帮助我们抛锚在你里面
We don't want to be overcommitted and underconnected.
我们不希望到处我们充满了各种事工，心里却是对你是断离的。
So once again, Lord, anchor us in your truth. Thy word is truth.
主啊，你的话语就是真理，让我们在真理中扎根在你里面。
Not just to know the word, but to live out the word.
不单知道你的道，并且行出你的道。
For this, we thank you in Jesus' name.
为此我们奉耶稣的名献上我们的祷告跟感恩阿们
您现在收听的节目是晨曦讲座我是芳华继续我们一块来听约书亚乐团的诗歌一生跟随你
就赐给我清洁的心紧紧跟随跟随你
在追求真理中学会真实。詹姆斯提醒我们，真相是我们是软弱、智慧有限的，我们时刻需要主。有智慧的仆人不需要做所有的事，而是做主要我们做的事。今天晨曦讲座就为您进行到这儿。愿神坚立我们手所做的工，我们手所做的工愿神坚立。我是芳华，我们下回相约在主里。